Hi, everybody. It's Donna Fox, and I am coming to you from sunny California, San Diego, actually Oceanside to be exact. I'm at the office of my dear friend, and I call her a student, but she teaches me more often than I teach her these days. Lori Rayon Anderson, and it's wonderful to be able to have someone in your life like Lori, who is truly an ascended being. It's not just my opinion, but many, and it's really, really, really heartfelt. Not only to be with her and be a part of this wonderful San Diego spiritual community, but as a friend, she's a dear friend, and of course we can't forget Puda and Sammy. That those are very, very important beings as well. So we really want to, first of all, extend our thanks. Lori has opened up her home to me since I came here actually for a different reason. I wasn't doing an Akashic Records workshop. I was taking a face reading workshop from Jean Hayner, as I talked about last week. And I put out a call. I want your pictures. But I need the pictures that I got were okay, but I need them bigger so I can see your features. Tiny pictures are not going to work. So I need you to maybe take a picture with your camera phone, or have somebody take a picture with your camera phone, and so I can see your hairline and your profile, both left and right, and your full face. And then I also need your birth date. So that will complete what I need from you, and you will get some free feedback from me until I become moving towards certification with this face reading stuff. And so if you want to be a part of that, you can email me your pictures again, at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. In fact, that's the same email you can use to email us questions tonight. And I'm sure you have the telephone numbers for BBS Radio, but we will be giving them to you. And tonight, what's wonderful about tonight is you can also call in and ask questions of Lori, because she is also a wonderful animal communicator, and she also speaks for the dolphins and whales. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what her work is all about and how it's expanding here on the planet, and a whole bunch of different things. So if you'd like to call in, you can call our toll-free number, which is 888-429-5471, and that's in the U.S. and Canada. Or you can dial direct. If you're calling out of the country, our area code is 011, and that's the country code. And then area code is 530-413-9537. Okay, so let's start out. First of all, we also have with us our good friend Susie Lemons, and Susie does some wonderful body energy work too that she possibly will tell us about. Hopefully she will. And we'll give you all her contact number. So it's kind of a love fest over here tonight. and so again, we want to hear from you. But I also had a wonderful opportunity to speak for a group on Thursday evening called the Lightworkers Galore, and what a special group they are. So I want to send a shout of hello out to those folks and the people that I shared what I do with at the Jean Hayner workshop today. I want to say hello to them. Anyway, so let's introduce Lori, because she hasn't been on our show for a while and we want to talk to her. So Lori Anderson, also known as Rayon, she's just been doing some amazing work. So Lori, why don't you tell them a little bit about what you've been doing?
Okay. Well, I'm having a lot of fun. I just completed my part of making a brand new film called Ascension Guidance, Living in Your Sacred Heart. And I work with my partner, who is in a cat body. Her name is Master Puda. And we have a lot of fun. So it's really the teachings of Puda that has brought me to this place. She's helped me restore my telepathic or life wave communication skills over many lifetimes. Her many lifetimes in my one lifetime. And we're a team, and we travel and work and teach, and we're having a great time. She's very focused right now on helping people prepare for the energies that are hitting our planet now in 2012. and using, you know, the power of love to transform our lives and return us, as it is so appropriate, as deemed by your higher self and your oversoul, to being a light body form again and to prepare for what's coming. So there's nothing to fear, because the only thing that's really real is love.
That's right.
And that is her master teachings, and of course that's the teachings of anybody who's really out here helping. It's just a matter of how you do it.
That's right.
But she taught me over a period of years to speak with dolphins, and that has changed my life. So I take people out on boats. I was out on the water today communicating with a few hundred beautiful dolphins off the coast here of Dana Point. And that led me in about 2008 to reach the whale frequency. The whales are incredibly high, beautiful beings of light that are here stewarding our planet and have been here for many, many millions of years, holding the space for humans to wake up and begin to interact with them and receive what we call the codes of creation. So it's a fun time.
And those codes of creation, do they share those codes with us, Lori? Tell the listeners a little bit more about that sharing of the codes?
Yes, yes. It's an interesting thing that your body is equipped when you're born with this incredible, we're going to call it, you know, your genetics, actually, your very DNA, holds the energy and the potentiality to become everything that you'd ever wanted to be and to access the mastery from other lifetimes, to access the mastery of what you're here to do with your divine life mission in this lifetime. And who better to do it than to help you with that anyway, the beings that are have been here and can look into the Akasha. The whales tell me they are the molecular librarians for the planet. They use the actual water molecules themselves to look into the Akasha for different people so they can see who you are, where you've been, what you're doing, and they can read your vibration perfectly. So it makes them master healers to be able to do that. So we invoke the presence of the whale and the living light field around them, the Merkaba, when we do healings, and we do that for people individually and group sessions as well. And we invoke them through sound and through intention. And you don't have to be out on the water on a boat, which is, of course, very fun to interact with them physically to receive these transmissions and these healings. They come to you because they love you and they know you.
Well, the frequencies that they give, from what I understand of your work, and is that once the frequencies are given, they're given energetically to the people. Is that correct? It's not like it's a code that they write down like a combination lock. It's an actual code that is given energetically into their hearts.
It is. It's
a heart opening, right?
It's received into your physical body, into your organ systems, your auric fields. And working with the whales, we have seen every miracle you can imagine. We've seen blindness go away. We've seen, as far as healing, we've seen deafness be restored. We've seen people with heart problems, diabetes, you know, muscular problems. We've seen lots of children with, I don't know what they diagnosed with this, you know, dysfunctions that they say children have a lot of energy,
uh-huh.
Be restored to some kind of balance with the whales. We also want to acknowledge the dolphins, because the dolphins make a literal light bridge for the whale energy to come in. It's like, I don't know, when I think of the whales and the energy they provide for our planet, I think of deities. I think of, like, what would it be like to visit God?
Ooh, wow,
that's
great.
And then I think, well, maybe I'd need an escort, you know, to get there, because it's a very high place in the sense of it's blissful, and it's almost beyond words. You know,
wow.
So, again, to receive words for the dog, I can't call the whales. People think I can. I can call them up and talk to them. They call me.
What do they call you, Lori?
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but I mean, when they have a transmission, they contacted me on Easter, for example, and I brought through a message for them, and I shared it. And I'm continuing to share it. It's on my website. And so when they have something to say, they share it. And with the dolphins, though, there's three dolphin beings, etherically, energetically, around every single human on the planet. And the dolphins make this incredible, let's first just say the dolphins are us in the future. They're our evolved cousins. They have become conscious breathers. They've learned how to work with all the spectrums of light, all 18 spectrums where humans work with too. So there's an interesting thing scientifically going on where people are beginning to understand that are studying science that love dolphins, their true powers. They have the ability to calibrate the changes in the template of your DNA. So we have all of the DNA we need. We actually have 12 strands of DNA. It's a matter of how many strands you're using that are activated. Mm. So that's where the codes come in. So people who swim with dolphins, people who contact dolphins, people who work with dolphins receive healing sonogenetically. And this has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt now at the Sirius Institute in Hawaii. We're working with them. dolphin interaction changes your very DNA. Genes get switched on and off. And they're huge.
Really?
And rainbow light just comes surging up out of the water and it comes into the room when you summon them. But see, most people just, to be completely honest, don't know how to do that.
Right.
So
sure.
It's important.
Well, why would they?
Well, I don't know. Why would I? I mean, the point is...
The reason I say that is that that kind of a memory, when you don't think something is possible...
Exactly. It's
when you when you don't even consider it not only possible, but you're not even sure what to do with it or why would you want to, if it's not within their realm, then they don't even think about it.
It's not within your perception.
Exactly.
Right. So I'm just going back to, you know, 17 years ago when I was standing on beaches in Mexico and I was with Puda in a different incarnation, and she would let me, all the static in my mind as I was restoring, I was opening my pineal and I was restoring my telepathic abilities, and I really just trusted my link with her. I didn't really trust my link with anybody else yet. And the dolphins would come every day, almost instantly, as I walked out on the beach, and she would say, "Do you hear the frequencies? Do you hear the sounds?" And I go, "Yeah, turn it off." And she's like, "No, we're going to fine tune it. These dolphins want to speak to you. Let's try it. Let's do it together." And she taught me.
Wow.
She'd say, "You know, see the dolphin out there on the right side? His name is Simon. He would like to speak with you. Ask Simon to do something." So I would say, "Simon, if you can hear me, do a twirly jump and swim to the left." Simon would do a twirly jump and swim to the left.
Wow.
And so, see, he understood my language, and I didn't understand his. I had to be taught it. I had to be taught to receive their communications in English or in pictures or both.
So how did you do that? How long did it take you to do that?
That's a good question. I'm still doing it.
Well, I guess, you know, it's not like you can learn French overnight, right?
I think we
need a Rosetta Stone, of course, for a dolphin.
Yeah. I think it depends on your ability to live, like Donna was just saying, in your heart and open to the possibilities that are there for you, because it doesn't take a long time. I have people that come to what I call animal communication classes. I have people that come to what I call life wave classes, where we don't just work with animals, we work with angels and, you know, the off-world beings of light. And, I mean, and sometimes in 3 hours, people can hear just pretty darn good. So
they've obviously done
some work on their own that they may not know about they've done. And there's other people that come over and over and over, bless their hearts, and, you know, they break through. And they go home and they can hear their guides. I mean, they literally can hear their guides. Or their dog's talking. They go, "I can hear my dog. I can hear my dog." You know. So I really think dolphins are here to assist with that. So what I guess I'm trying to say is I really encourage you to contact dolphins. They're easy to talk to. They have the same chakra system we do. They have the same two-half brain. They're just more evolved. They've been here 30 million years, and they're us in the future. They've evolved to being a conscious breather, being conscious of your breath, and understanding how to open your prana tube, it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Well, again, the idea here that the planet will even survive for them to be here after we're gone is amazing. You know, I mean, but I don't know. Talk to us about that. Talk about what's going to happen to this planet. What's the dolphins or the whales' message for 2012?
Get in your heart.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I've been talking
Stop
about
thinking.
Yeah, about getting
Only
in your heart,
feel.
Going to joy, getting to love. It seems like my programs have been surrounded about that from the Akashic Records. But
Can
you expand on that a little bit?
Well, there's three ways to handle the energies, and your soul will make that decision based on what you do in the free will zone. Okay, there's three things that will happen. You will either create a light body, and you will turn into a ball of light, and you will beam over to the next place, which is the new Earth. It's already been created. It's ready and waiting for us. And those waves, they tell us, will start in December of this year. So it's not a long time. Who knows? Maybe you've got a ticket on the first wave. Many people might choose to go through the death process. It's called resurrection, and they'll reclaim their body and their energy and go over that way. And this time we may not necessarily go back home. We may just go to the next place to see what the library looks like, you know, to see what the new world looks like. And the other way is being created now through alchemy. It's not complete yet, and we're learning how to use the carbon molecule and turn it into a crystalline molecule. And the teachings are available. One of the beings that's experimenting with it every day is Drunvalo Melchizedek. And you can look at his website if you want. It's drunvalo.net. And he's working with scientists as well as spiritualists and massive computers to understand how we can use science to help create the carbon molecule into a crystalline form. So personally, I love to do it in meditation. I like to do it through the teachings that are given. And right now we're doing that through the film and through our CDs and classes.
So what is your website, Lori, so they can take a look at yours?
My website is loririon.com, and that's spelled LaurieRion.com, Lori Rion.com. Yeah, and we have wonderful classes and workshops. And we do classes through video conferencing, too, so all you need is a computer and a webcam to participate.
Right.
And our new film will be out just in a few weeks, which is called Ascension Guidance. And it's Master Puda teaching you in many, many ways. If you want to hear some of the templates for Ascension that she's given me, I'll share them if you'd like.
Okay.
Is that something for maybe another time? Go ahead.
We can listen.
Well, just some ideas, you know.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So this is what Puda says about ascension. She says, personal ascension is the unified presence of one being. So all of the pieces and parts of yourself are to come back now, to be reclaimed. And I know many of you are having memories of other times and places, and you're perhaps becoming very good at something, and you don't understand how that happened because you didn't have to practice. It just came to you. The mastery was renewed into your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be very common now, and I know you see it with the children and the young people, too. So
yeah.
Be open to that. You have to really stop thinking of yourself as a third-dimensional being and that there's somebody out to get you, there's any predators or victims or anyone that would ever hurt you, because love is the only real energy. And all of that is what we're going to. We waited, you know, a long, long time here on beautiful planet Earth to go to a higher dimensional place of living. So she also says ascension is to hold and embody the highest potential for an incarnated being in full representation of the soul. So this is a reminder that the soul is driving. The soul is, you're the vehicle, and the soul is literally driving what's going on. And if you're not living a life that's in alignment with joy and love, you're not feeling love for yourself and others, we encourage you to do that, because you are very, very, very loved. You're a very worthy, fantastic, expanded being of light that's incarnated into a human body, and perhaps you've forgotten that. It's really important to remember that, and that the soul, especially as we come into this final timeline, is going to guide you to the next best place. And there's nothing to fear. There's only love. And not to be attached to, what would she say, the other people's choices? You know, if your husband or your wife or your brother or sister are not on the same spiritual path that you're on, you know, you have to trust that God and the energy of their soul can guide them to the next place. And you really want to focus on you. And it's not about ego. That's about truth.
Well, and the other thing is that within this movie that you're creating, it's transmissions from Puda voiced by you and pictures of Puda and other wonderful sacred geometries. Is that correct?
It is. It's a lot of sacred geometry, a lot of mandalas and meditation, and many, many tools in the core of the film that will help you day to day. Simple tools, light layers, balancing the pineal gland, opening the heart, grounding, you know, working with blessed water. There's just tool after tool after tool that we've been given, and many of them you may already know and practice, but many of them you may have forgotten. So it's really practical. It's not just some airy-fairy film. It's really about how to use the energy that's given to you every morning and all day long to change the vibration and the light, you know, the form of light that you are actually creating. So ascension is a shift into a higher state of consciousness bestowed upon you by your higher self when you are ready. And I don't think you'd be listening to this show if you weren't ready.
That's for sure. Well, you know, I'm so blessed. I have a whole bevy of loyal listeners. And so I'm really encouraging all of you to give us a call and ask some questions of Lori. If you have an animal that you want her to communicate with you,
yeah,
right here on the air, we can certainly do that for you right now.
We can tap in and try to help.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you have questions about the whales and the dolphins and even your connection to the whales and the dolphins, you can ask that kind of question. Or if you want more information about maybe a technique and how to connect, just a quick technique. Of course, it doesn't replace taking a wonderful workshop with Lori, but you know, just a suggestion of how to move into your higher space. So please give us a call. I mean, after all, you have a toll-free number, and remember, ladies and gentlemen, you know that your questions really create the richness of this program, and that I do this for out of service. And so this program's for you. So do give us a call. You've got a toll-free number here. It's 888-429-5471, or you can dial with area code 530-413-9537. or 530-513-6472. Now, if you have a question for us and you want to email it to us, you can email that question to info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com, and that's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, wisdom, W-I-S-D-O-M, just like the program, .com, and we will get that. We've got a computer right in front of us. If for some reason you cannot get through to the phone, please email me, because I would have no way of knowing that. So we really want to take your questions and give you some answers. That's what this is all about, giving you some answers. Mm-hmm. So why don't we bring Susie up?
Absolutely.
And then we'll hear some more from Puda, and we will hear some more from Lori.
Yes.
But for right now, we would like to introduce Susie Levins. Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Hiya. So you do something also very interesting with energy and body work. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. I do quantum biofeedback with a machine called EPFX Skio. And what happens with that is...
Say that again, slow.
Sure. Quantum biofeedback. The machine is called EPF/SCIO Skio.
Okay.
EPFX Skio. What happens with that is we take a three-minute test and send some radio frequencies through your body. Where your body meets those radio frequencies tells us where you have imbalances in your body. Now, we know that the body is its very own healing machine, and when it can heal itself, it's when it's at that perfect, what they call, zero point.
Uh-huh.
So when we use the machine, we're able to balance your body to the point where it can be in that zero point field to heal itself. And I work a lot with cancer clients. I volunteer at the Cancer Center in San Diego here once a week. It's amazing how much difference the chemo patients get when they're on the machine, and we balance their neurotransmitters and their neuropeptides, and a lot of their symptoms go away. It's been very exciting.
How does that work? So what does this machine do? What do you have to do to be on the machine? How does it look?
If you're actually on the machine, you're going to have a headband and
uh-huh.
wrist straps and ankle straps. These work on what's called...
What?
Galvanic skin response.
Okay.
And so they detect small changes in moisture and also small changes in temperature in your body.
Uh-huh.
That feeds into a computer and gives me a little readout. And then again, where the readout tells me to go, I kind of go there. And then we can use those same straps to give you the electrical signature of whatever you need to help get your body in balance. And that can be vitamins or minerals or... mental, spiritual, emotional, any of those things we can help correct on a machine.
But you don't need to have the machine right. You do distance work, don't you?
We do as well. And, again, this works on DNA, so we can actually take your name and your birthday, the city that you were born in, and do remote on you as well. Certainly, you don't have to have any contact, but I like to have people on the phone because they give me a lot of feedback that tells me where I kind of need to go sometimes.
And so how did you get into this?
My mother was a very sick person, and I took care of her while she was in hospice, and I just could not see that they were really doing anything for her.
Really?
So I set out kind of on a little
quest
to find something that actually was healing for people and that did do some good and that actually wasn't invasive on their bodies but was healing. And happened on this machine, and it just seemed to be the most wonderful thing for me. And talking about past lives, I think I probably was a medical researcher in a past life. And this and so between the machine and the computer just kind of fulfilled that life in me all again.
Wow, that's wonderful. And so tell me, how long does a session last?
Usually the first session lasts a little longer, usually an hour and a half to 2 hours. But after that, you can generally get right back in balance. Your body will recognize right away where it kind of needs to be, and it'll come right back up where it needs to be in about an hour, sometimes an hour and 15 minutes.
So what does it feel like?
A lot of times you can't feel anything, but a lot of times people will tell me they feel like a little tickle in their tummy.
Oh, okay.
Or they'll feel... you know, their fingers are kind of electrical or something like that.
Well, I remember when we did it distance, I felt really relaxed.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't put my finger on anything else, but I know that I felt really relaxed. And then
it's been a while since, so I kind of forget what the end up was on that. But I know that it was really very relaxing and it felt really good. And so now, do you have a space that people come to if they want to come to you? I mean, or do you go to, I mean, let's say they don't have cancer, they just want to, can feel better. So talk about a little bit more about what other uses are there for this machine?
We have, there are also a lot of specialists in different areas. A lot of people do the ADD and ADHD children.
Okay.
I sometimes do some people who have lots of emotional problems, and so we can kind of smooth those out, help them smooth that out for them.
So how does that work? In other words, like, this is not therapy. It's, you don't do you talk to them, or the energy just works that way? How does that work?
We really don't talk to them per se unless they desire to talk. But the machine will detect what they need. You know, either emotionally, spiritual, mental, sometimes it is still physical.
Okay.
And the machine will detect that through the radio wave test that we use. And as we go through the program, things will start to show up. Like, they might have all of a sudden a vitamin K deficiency. Well, we can feed that to them right through the straps. And again, once your body gets that vitamin K and it starts functioning normally, then your body heals itself.
And so this is done with energetic vibration, not electric stuff, right?
That's absolutely correct. And it's just the same as what Lori was saying. The frequencies that come out of the machine are exactly the same, and they travel through space just like any
radio
other
waves.
Radio waves are just like cell phones, you know. We call a number, and there it is. We get that number.
Wow, that's amazing. And so then when this frequency can align with the individual over the distance, and how does that happen?
I want to tell you that I know all of the answer to that, but I'm going to give you just a little bit of what I know. If anybody's familiar with string therapy, that means that the string goes around and around, but exactly what happens in one place happens in the other at the exact same time.
Okay.
And so some people call that also the theory of quarks. It's based on the theory of quarks.
Okay.
So
quarks,
Q-U-A-R-K-S.
Quarks. Okay, got it. All right.
And they can be a million miles apart, but whatever happens to one happens the other, almost like, some people say twin flames, but not exactly like that because it happens exactly at the same time.
So how do you calibrate the machine to know how to align with the person in the distance?
We take their birthday and their place of birth, and their name, their exact name at birth.
Exact name at birth.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Their exact name at birth.
Well, that's a little different than the Akashic Records, but go ahead.
But a little bit. Yeah, it is a lot like Akashic Records, actually. And then when we do the test, it's the same thing. It's just like a cell phone. I'm calling up your DNA, and I'm saying to your DNA, tell me what's going on with you. And the DNA automatically just talks right to the program.
Wow.
And it's just like you were having a conversation on a cell phone, basically.
So there's a lot of people who are healers that do distant hands-on healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually, and when you do a distance hands-on healing, you're actually sending the energy through your hands to the body that you're envisioning or you're working with, or however the healer works to be able to get that frequency out. And it sounds that like this is that, what I'm receiving, it's very much like I'm hearing an alphanumeric frequency. It's almost like you have to dial to a certain frequency before you know that you clicked in. Is that true?
The answer to what you said is yes, because your DNA goes straight to the machine.
Right.
And then the machine sends the frequencies out only to your DNA.
Based on your name and your birth name and your
city of birth and your date
and intention.
Intention. Always a big intention.
It's always intention.
And people who want help more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do this via the airwaves. So why don't you tell people? Now you have a website.
I do.
And you also have a phone number. So why don't you give them both?
You bet.
Okay.
My website is Lemon Tree Inc., and that's www.lemontreeinc.com, lemontreeinc.com. My phone number is 760-298-0149. I'll repeat that one more time, 760 298-0149.
Hey, that's great. Well, that's good. And again, you know, out there, you can call in and talk to any of our, to either Susie if you have some questions about physicality, but it's also for emotional healing, even the distance too, right?
We do actually do a lot of emotional healing. I got to tell you that, you know, all the radio frequencies, TV frequencies, all those disturb our neurotransmitters and our neuropeptides a lot.
Wow.
And the neuropeptides help our brain talk to our body, and when those are disrupted, if you're having something going on in your body, your brain doesn't know, and it can't send out the appropriate things.
So that's why people also have to be very careful as to where they live. I mean, they mm-hmm. don't want to live around power lines or
right.
those, what are those, what do they call those?
Transformers.
Transformers, yeah. I mean, that really messes up your electrical system.
It really
yeah.
does. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the other thing that people need to understand it here, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that what we have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, is we all have electrical frequencies that are sending and receiving information at all times. I mean, there's not a second of the day that we're not sending and receiving information from and to the universe. And so that what I'm hearing Susie say is that when she dials a frequency, it's like dialing in a radio program, like we were saying, dialing a radio.
Exactly.
And that's the way you receive the frequencies and the vibrations. And as you know, everything here on the planet is made up of frequency and vibration, and it's important to realize that when those frequencies are out of balance, mm-hmm. you know, you can feel like you'll walk around and say, I know there's something wrong, but I don't know what it is. And your brain won't even be able to respond to what it is, and then you think you have to go to a doctor, and the doctor sure doesn't know what's going on. And so when you really are not sure what's really going on, it's an important piece to call Susie.
Yeah.
Okay, so give me your information again, okay?
All right. My website again is Lemon Tree Inc., www.lemontreeinc.com. And my phone is 760-298-0149.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We have a question now for Lori. So, Lori, why don't you come on over here this is your prayer, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to mine. Anyway, all right, so here's the question. The question is from Kim, and this is her full name. And Kim is from Southern Oregon. So she has a question for Lori. And what she'd like to know is that, okay, so Kim has a male cat. She has it's a Tiffany cat. I don't know if Tiffany is a breed or if Tiffany is her name. So Tiffany is the name. So I have a male Tiffany cat who has been missing for months, but he is more of a wild outside cat, so he could be alive, but still can she see if he's still alive, and can she communicate to him for me? Okay, thank you for your question, Kim, and this is just a small part of what Lori does, but she does it in a very excellently. So it might take her a moment to tune in to Tiffany, and you let me know when you're ready with
Tiffany's
the answer.
Crossed over.
Okay, you might want to say that gently to her.
Yeah, Tiffany's gone over to be in heaven, I guess you would say. But Tiffany's very present here and very, very happy. I I'm assuming the name is Tiffany. If I'm wrong, maybe you can send an email and tell me.
Yeah.
But as I'm looking at the email and I'm connecting to a black cat, and the energy of the cat is saying to me that this transmission is being guided by Tiffany. Tiffany is the one that asked you to write the email.
That's very interesting.
Tiffany would like to speak with you. Tiffany would like to connect with you and let you know that you are immortal, eternal friends. We've had many lives together. Oh, my goodness. There's a big love wash, what I call, coming in. My hairs are standing up, and the energy is coming through my back. So there's great love here. One of the most important things, I think, when we get a message like this from another being, whether it's a human or an animal that's crossed over, is I can tell you two things. One is I'm going to tell you in 1994 I had a near-death experience, and it was the most incredibly glorious, you know, time of my life, 6 minutes of being on the other side. And Every single person, I would, if you have any fear at all of death, I would like to reassure you that all is well. And, you know, all transitions are absolutely by what I call divine design. No one comes or goes without permission, and it's all with appropriateness. And from the third dimension, many times it looks like when someone leaves the planet that it wasn't right, or there was pain or anger. And the best thing to do to focus on that, Pudu says, is remember that when you came to this planet and you came to do whatever it is that you're here to do, that would be uniquely yours. That you're a unique and individualized unit of God consciousness, and so are the animals. And when it's time for you to go, and there's what we're going to call an exit opportunity that the soul has chosen, and you accept that, you take that exit opportunity within the free will zone, it's always that you're met with incredible love and beings who know you, and you're received back into the fold, to the family. It's quite a beautiful experience, and Pudu always reminds me that every single being that comes here has a ticket home. Nobody comes without that ticket home. And when that day comes and you go, it is the most incredibly beautiful experience. So part of what I would ask everyone to do that's listening, that's had an experience where you've lost a loved one through the death process, through the transition, that you would connect with the purpose of their soul. And when the grief, there's an appropriate time to grieve. And, of course, there's an appropriate time to search, too, until you know in your heart that this is the truth. Then at that point, then I would like to ask you, and this is Pudu coming through me, to receive the gift of the one that passed.
Yeah.
Because there's a gift. And if we're still in grief or we're not complete with the experience and we're allowing them to return to their source energy, you can't completely receive the gift of the one that's crossed over. And you can't really celebrate their life in the same way. So as it feels appropriate, Tiffany would like a ceremony. Tiffany would like perhaps for you to collect your energy and memories and pictures and come to a day that you could announce to Tiffany and say, today I would like to celebrate your life, and light a candle and tell some stories, tell the happy stories, and remember the happy times, and know that one day each of us will leave here, however that is, through the soul's design, and we'll have that great experience wherever we would ask others to celebrate our life.
And well, first of all, thank you so much, Lori, for that information. One of the other things that is important for all of us to know, whether it's with an animal or a human, and again, you've heard me say this before if you've been a listener, no one leaves this planet who is not complete. Everyone is, in other words, that's what Lori was talking about, a ticket home. But the reality is it may look like it's not appropriate, but no one leaves this planet who is not complete with their time here. Mm-hmm. And we have to know that. And that's why celebrating life is so important. And remembering the happy times and holding that being in your heart. Now, what's interesting about what I'm not really an animal communicator, not to the extent that Lori is, but I'm getting that Tiffany sometimes actually physically, it's almost like you have to do a double take because you feel like she's around you.
She's still coming
and
visiting.
She is. Yeah, she's still coming around.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, very much acknowledging.
Jumping up on things and stuff like that. I can see her.
Yeah, very much acknowledging.
Or see him, rather. See him.
You know, remember, the whole conversation on the show tonight has been about energy.
Yeah.
And energy is immortal.
Absolutely.
It doesn't ever shift or change.
Totally immortal.
I mean, you've always been around and you'll always be around.
Right.
It's just a matter of which costume you're in.
You betcha. That's right. What dress are you wearing today? We have another question about, and these folks that are writing in are some of my loyal folks, loyal buds, and I'm really glad. In fact, the next question is from Fergus, and he has sent me a picture, but the picture is too small. I need to see better your features better there, Mr. Fergus. So here is his question, okay. He says, I have a question about some whales who I saw on a ferry ride from Alaska. I was traveling with some friends when I heard the captain say that two whales were approaching the boat from 4 miles away. I tried to wake my friends, but it was early and raining, and we had camped out on deck, and they did not hear the captain and thought I was pulling a prank, so they did not come see the whales with me. Here are some pictures of the whales. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's great.
Great picture.
It's a picture of the whale on its fin on the side. That's amazing. That's a great one. And here's or just sticking his nose, her nose up out of the ocean. And so Fergus goes on to say, I went out a side door and into a cold, blustery rain and saw the whales approaching. There were about 50 people on the back of the boat, but these two whales made a beeline directly towards me.
Ah.
I thought it was my imagination, but I looked up and saw the back of the boat looking at me, so it was obvious to me. Everybody on the back of the boat looking at me, so it was obvious to everyone that these whales were coming up to me. I have to ask your guest and the master's teachers and loved ones if this was a visit for me and what they were saying. Mm. Thank you.
Interesting.
Okay.
Can you go back to the picture?
I sure can. Just let me.
What an incredible life-changing day that you had, huh?
Yeah.
There's no accidents when these great ones come. I also have had activations from whales even before I could speak with them, and it is a profound day.
Which one do you want me to land on?
That's fine.
Like this?
Yeah. Okay.
That's
great. Uh-huh. Yeah. These lovely ones are, again, physical masters and teachers on the planet, and they definitely are sending you a great amount of love. I think that they're really happy that you've woken up to this point, is what I'm sensing and feeling. That you've come to this place in your spirituality and your understanding of all life everywhere. Your understanding that communications are possible, and you're open to receive these higher truths. I mean, what would it be like? I mean, this is what we have to think: to talk to someone who's been here as long as they've been here. They know every nuance of our planet, and they're totally in service to Mother Earth and to humanity and to the course of time, in the sense of how to correct things in the auric fields of the planet, down deep within the Earth, sending those ley lines down. And so here's a human, Bob Fergus, that's connecting with him. I mean, they don't miss a beat. And he's now out on the water. It's incredible. Yeah.
I guess the other thing that what he's looking for is if you can translate what they wanted from him.
Well, I'm going to tell you this again. I've never gotten personal messages from whales for people. I've gotten activations. So I think you should tune into the inner parts of your body. I think you should meditate, and you should trust what you receive in your heart from them. The messages that I receive from whales are things like, let's see, we are the most spiritually and intellectually evolved souls on your planet. We're here to steward the ley lines and to make certain that planet Earth is a safe and protected and wonderful environment for you, because you haven't been able to take very good care of it on your own. We've been helping you. They're very global type messages. They're very, in fact, let me
go ahead and read something else.
Share something with you from the whales I received recently, just a couple of weeks ago. But I would also encourage you to take this message to the general populace of the cetaceans, because there are beings, particularly in dolphin form, that speak for the whales. As I mentioned to you, they'll come to you and they'll work with you, and it's really quite profound. The incarnated whales are an example of the all-loving, all-knowing consciousness that came to planet Earth to be a steward for Gaia and for humanity. As the species, the whales and dolphins are the most spiritually and intellectually evolved souls, as we said, and they anchor the light that's beamed to Earth from distant sources. They use their living light fields, and we call that the Merkaba, to align with the frequency and resonance of Mother Earth. They have the highest incarnated vibration of a physical being on the planet, and in a loving way, they remind us we wouldn't have survived without them. So the focus now for you and for everyone that's listening is to the end of polarity, or living in duality, is nearing. And the responsibilities that the whales have held for humanity is now being shared with people like you, as we awaken to our true selves and we take our power as true children, light beings, as, you know, children of Creator Source. So we're reclaiming the dreaming state of living in the heart, where we create from this place as opposed from our mind. They invite you to move into your heart and begin to feel your way through the day, not to think your way through the day. Does that make sense? I hope so. They are the ancients, and they are the greatest healers we will ever know. So they bring you healing, and that's probably the most profound message that on that day you received, you know, new encodements and alignments within your very body, within your very DNA, that was perfect and right for you on that day. And if you want to continue those upgrades, believe me, they change every day. After 11-11-11 on our planet, more beings were allowed to come into the atmosphere around planet Earth. They were allowed to come very close to the planet and be here. There are literally billions of other celestial light beings here now after the gateway opened on 11-11-11, and the divine feminine that the whales represent has been restored on our planet. So it's possible to live whole days in your heart now and not ever move into any kind of judgment or thoughts of darkness or right or wrong. It's so important now that we don't think of anything we do or create as right or wrong. We think of it as a conscious choice.
Right.
What a huge difference. And we're thinking about no longer like, is there enough for me?
Right.
We're thinking about the good of the many, which is the pod mind. We're thinking about how is what I'm thinking, saying, and doing affecting the world around me, because I'm a conscious creator now.
Well, and being a conscious creator has to do with the program that I did a few weeks ago, where I was talking about only doing that which makes you feel good about you. And so that by creating and taking a situation, and by making a choice about what will make you feel good about you, you eliminate guilt and shame.
Yeah.
Because
and judgment.
And judgment. Because what when you and it's not about what's going to be the instant fix. It's not about the instant fix. It's about really moving into the knowledge that what your choice is today is not only going to make you feel good or proud about yourself today, but will also next week and beyond. And mm-hmm. so that doing that and starting to live from a place of only doing that which makes you feel good about you, mm-hmm. when you start doing it enough, it actually will eliminate your guilt and shame.
Because you're filling your cup.
Yeah.
And that makes you a better citizen. Well, we're not talking global citizens.
Sure, yeah.
Not
right.
Just in your community.
Absolutely.
We're talking you're a human on the planet living
right.
in global alignment. And you're happy. You cannot, and this is the teachings of the Kairos, it's Buddha. You cannot go out into the world and help anybody until you help yourself.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You know, you have to love yourself enough to take care of yourself so you have something to offer. And then you become part of that unity consciousness we're talking about.
Right, but the reason this is, one of the other things about what I was just saying and what the masters, teachers, and loved ones really want you to know is that as long as you're in your heart, as you said, mm-hmm. and as long as you are doing what you love or what you care about or what makes you feel good about, then you are then in alignment with your own divine purpose, and then you can hear these kinds of pieces of guidances.
Yes.
That's the other piece
right.
that's important.
Right.
You see?
Right. What Buddha is saying is the original instructions for life are
come
in
forward.
Your heart.
That's right.
They're
exactly.
not in your mind. And she wants
yeah.
to share something else, too, about polarity. We came with purpose. We came with consciousness around understanding when we came to this planet, we would be put to sleep. We would move purposely into a place of what I call amnesia, not remembering who we are or where we're from, not really remembering what we're here saying to Creator and to the loved ones around us, saying, I'll wake up, I'll remember who I am, and I'll play only with love. I won't play with darkness.
Right.
We'll remember. And that was your promise to yourself
right.
and to everyone around you, and that's what's happening. People are waking up going, oh, my God, I'm waking up. I remember now I'm not amnesic anymore. I know there's more going on here. I know there's help. I know I have angels. I know the whales and dolphins are talking. I know my dog's talking. My cat's talking. And there now, then you can hear the voices of all life everywhere when you open up your heart. So, and Buddha wants to tell you, when you create from your mind, I mean, I'm talking about a polar choice, yes or no, okay, right or wrong, and you create something beautiful from that place of polarity, this is why people in the world right now are having their homes taken away, they're losing their jobs. Somewhere in the world is the equal and opposite reaction to that.
Yes.
If you create from your mind and you create something beautiful, you're going to have that at some point still taken away from you if you don't do it from your heart. Your
right.
heart is incapable of lying. Your heart is incapable of doing anything other than love. And when you create from there, you don't hurt anyone with your... There's no equal and opposite reaction. What goes
right.
around comes around. It becomes your own personal world of joy.
That's right.
And nobody can touch that. Nobody wants to touch that. They just want to enjoy being in your presence. So, pretty incredible, huh? So, you have to move your energy down into your heart from your brain, from your pineal gland, from your out of your mind into your heart.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you must stay there, okay? And there are many, many ways to help you do that. And I'm just one of them. So, there's many ways. And, you know, we have to do this together as humans on the planet and stop thinking that we do right and wrong.
Right. Because that's the judgment. We have to remember, too, folks, that love cannot abide where judgment lives.
Right.
That's a message
that's
from the Akasha.
That's beautiful.
Yep. Love cannot abide where judgment lives. The same way judgment cannot abide where love lives. did I say the same thing twice?
But it's
the idea here is that we can't, you know, if you really hold that love in your heart.
Saying, how do you do that? Well, the first and probably most fantastic step is the masters, the teachers, loved ones are talking to me now. They're saying gratitude.
Gratitude.
Gratitude is the key. You have to be grateful for your body.
That's
grateful
right.
that you got a body. Look around. How many beings wanted bodies and didn't get one?
That's right.
I mean, how many humans are here compared to all the beings that are here wanting to help us right now?
That's
you
right.
You got the audition.
That's
you
right.
You got the heart.
That's
you got
right.
the body. What are you doing with it?
Yeah,
hopefully
exactly.
playing a very important role in Earth's history right now.
Well, for sure.
And then
the piece here about the Earth's history is that I really want to encourage anyone, again, this is Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones talking, that you do not have to do anything grand to save the world. You just have to learn to love yourself and allow that to ripple out.
Yes.
That, your job,
the world
is all, that's, if we would all just remember our magnificence, then we could really move into a space of love. Now, again, I'm hearing, how do you do that? Well, the first person you start with is not only yourself, but you have to learn to forgive yourself. I know that you've all out there have done a lot of work with trying to forgive others, and still some things are not working for you, and the reality is it's because you haven't really worked on forgiving yourself. And so when you start working on forgiving yourself, then everything seems to fall in line, because without that forgiveness, you can't love. Why? Because love cannot
right.
abide where judgment lives.
Right.
And if you're not forgiving, then you're judging. And so we want
right.
to
right.
really ask you to eliminate that and you know, take yourself off the hook. You know?
Yeah, your emotional
wow. yeah.
state is key to where
right.
you are.
Yeah.
And again, we're talking with Susie over here and the whale. Scientifically, your electromagnetic energy is your emotional guidance.
Right.
And your emotional guidance is key to everything. And if you don't clear those 8 electrical circuits in your body that come from those 8 original cells, and I mean, really let it flow, let the love flow through every nuance and piece and part of you, you can't really love yourself. So that requires some emotional clearing, and it means that you have to love yourself enough to do that.
And you know, the interesting, what's also coming forward is an exercise that you can do every night when you go to sleep. And that's to touch every part of your body and say, I love you. Mm-hmm. And you can start at your toes, and you can move to the bridges of your feet, and then to your ankles, and then to your calves, and then to your knees, and then to your thighs, and then to your hips, and then to your waist, and then to your heart, and to your lungs, then to your neck and where your truth sits, and then to your face and your mouth and your forehead and your ears. And I'm moving fast, but the suggestion is that you move slow. And each part of your body represents another form of gratitude. So, for example, standing on your feet, you want to thank your feet for being so supportive, for being there for you every time you get out of bed. And then you want to thank your ankles for being so steady. And they're like the trees that are starting the beginning of their roots, if you will, the feet and the ankles. And then your calves and your knees for supporting you and helping you move easily from one place to another. Even if you have arthritis, There's no way this can be anything but grateful and thankful, no matter what you have. Because what's happening here is when you begin to be grateful, appreciative, and tell each part of your body you love that part of your body is receiving all the love they need. And, you know, it's like anything else. We need to have a relationship with our bodies.
Mm.
Because when we have a relationship with our bodies, it goes internally to our organs. And then it goes spiritually out, because energetically we are sending out to the universe our appreciation and love of being here.
Mm. Gratitude is the key.
And that then just echoes out like a pebble in a pond, and you're on your way. And so, and if you want to add in the people you're grateful for, and, you know, one of the ways that I end and begin my day is I thank God for all of my wonderful blessings, for all that I have, all that I don't have, and all that I yet will come to me. I start it at night, and I do it in the morning. And when I mean, before I get out of bed, I'm thanking God for bringing me and opening my eyes one more time.
Right. Gratitude for your breath.
Absolutely. And for those people who are not sure if God exists, that's okay. Thank the universe. Thank George. I don't care. Thank something. Okay, that's
a higher
part of energy. Thank the energy that's around you.
Right.
You don't have to make it about God. You don't have to make it about Jesus. You don't have to make it about anything that you're not comfortable with. But what is important is that you thank whatever you want to put as what's highest and best within you. You want to express that gratitude to that being, that energy, and that energy source, if you will. So that
you came from somewhere.
You're going to go back someplace. That's for sure. That's for sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm going to give you my personal telephone number and contact information. Then we'll repeat Lori's and Susie's. But if you would like to call and talk to me privately, either for a consultation or for an update on the classes that I give to teach people how to access their own records, or if you would like a free face reading that also includes some information on your destiny and destiny possibilities, if you will, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can call my private number, which is 216-691-1233, and you can call that 24 hours a day because you're not going to wake me up, even though I'm on Eastern time, no problem. And so, again, we would love to hear from you. And if you have questions for the show, again, please email me to be on my email list for upcoming situations or upcoming events. Again, Akashic Wisdom, it's info@akashicwisdom.com. And Lori, why don't you give your contact information again?
Sure. My telephone number is 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461. And my website is lorierion.com. That's lauriereyon.com. I thank everyone for being a part of the show.
And all we want you to hear from Susie and her contact information if you would like a session with her.
Again, my name is Susie Lemon, and my website is lemontreeinc.com. That's lemontreeinc.com. And my phone number is 760-298-0149.
Okay, well, I thank you, Susie, for being on the show so much. Thank you, Lori, for being on the show so much. Thank you for all of your hospitality this weekend. It was great. And I want to thank you all for listening. You know, this is an important part. And we want to also thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we want to close the records of the Akashic Wisdom show on today is April 29th, 2012, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the show are now closed. Amen. And a happy birthday to my wonderful daughter-in-law, Erin. So thank you very much. Happy birthday. And have a great miracle-filled week, folks. And I will be talking to you soon. Okay. Have a great one. Bye-bye.